I'm Shanna Hutchison, dietitian, blogger, and mama, born and raised in the heart of the Midwest. I believe that wellness goes way beyond what we eat and that our body size does not determine our worth. I am passionate about showing other women how to live a life they truly love, one that feels purposeful, that helps them feel their best physically, mentally, and emotionally, and that being a mom can be one of the best things you ever do without it becoming your entire identity. This is a place you can come to hear vulnerable and interesting conversations about health and wellness, motherhood, entrepreneurship, and more. If you want to find freedom with food, learn how to improve your overall well-being, and stop waiting for a number on the scale to start living your best life and go after your goals, then you're in the right place. I'm so excited to learn and grow together. This is the Wellness for the Win podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Wellness for the Win podcast. I am your host, Shanna Hutchison, and I'm so honored to have you here today. I always feel silly like introducing myself, but Caitlin Bristow of Off the Vine podcast, she always introduces herself as the host. So I'm like, why not? If it's your first time, especially, welcome. But in case you didn't know, I am a registered dietitian, but I'm also just a human who wants to see others be well and take care of themselves in a way that feels good to them. So I'm going to kind of talk about that a little bit today in this episode, because it's something that I just think about a lot. So as a dietitian working with clients since 2015, which seems like a million years ago, and someone who has had a platform online for just as long and has talked a lot about food, nutrition, and health and wellness as a whole, I have seen and heard a lot of things that honestly just make me really sad, especially these days. So, you know, I want you to think about this. On a scale from 1 to 10, how hard does it feel to be quote unquote healthy these days? Because I really feel like everyone is so freaking confused about health today. We have endless information at our fingertips, right? It is such a blessing and a curse to be able to Google anything or, you know, look up any blog or, you know, of course, there's jillions of wellness accounts on Instagram and TikTok and all the things. And the internet is such an amazing and powerful place, but it can also, I think, cause us to spiral and self-diagnose and question what we are doing and experiment with things that may not be necessary or may potentially even be dangerous for our health, like cleanses or detoxes or certain supplements and all kinds of things. So I just want you to know that health does not have to be so damn complicated. Yes, health in general is, of course, complex. Our bodies are incredible machines, and there's lots of things about them that are amazing and very complicated. But a lot of things can also be simple if we let them be. So it's no secret that social media has totally overcomplicated what health and wellness truly are, or what they can and should be. We think that if we check all these boxes, like, okay, work out, check, eat veggies, check, drink water, check, then we'll be good. But oftentimes we don't have our minds in the right place, or we kind of need to shift our why behind those habits to actually make them last. So I just launched my very first nutrition course, and it is officially available right now through tomorrow, March 2nd. So if you want to jump on it, you only have one more day to act, but I hope that this is the resource that you have been looking for. Inside my course, I'm giving you both the knowledge and information to empower you to make better choices in terms of your nutrition. But most importantly, I give you the permission to be flexible with those suggestions, because the truth is, you're a unique human with individual needs, and to assume that we all need the same things in the same amounts every single day is really ridiculous if we think about it, right? So, you know, I'm someone who counted calories for a really long time. I officially stopped doing it back in, gosh, I think 2016 when Ethan and I were engaged. And after that, I never looked back. I actually did record a whole episode on that. If you are interested, I can link that in the show notes for you. But basically, like, after that, I worked really hard on healing my relationship with food and my body. And truly, that took years. So, you know, nutrition has continued to be a part of my life, obviously, since then, especially because it's my profession. But personally, it has been a much smaller part of my life in a way. Nutrition is still something that's very important to me. I want to feel good about how I'm caring for my body and, you know, eating nourishing foods and feeling good and taking care of my body and my health in that way, especially now as a mom who has, you know, a little one to feed, and I want him to be well also, but it is no longer all consuming. So I think it's really easy to let health or your diet become such a huge part of your identity, especially if you're on a quote unquote health journey or following a specific diet or program or whatever it may be. And so, you know, I think we see this on social media a lot, for example. You know, people become very passionate about what they're doing, especially if they're seeing a benefit. They, you know, they want to shout it from the rooftops to everyone around them, right? It's valid. I get it. But we also have to remember we're not all the same. We can't assume that what we have done and what has worked for us will also work for someone else and vice versa. We are, again, we're all unique individuals with unique needs, which kind of brings me back to our current wellness culture. We are flooded with information about cold plunges and fasting and the benefits of drinking water at a very specific temperature and infrared saunas and gut bombs. And I honestly don't even know the extent of all the trends out there because, to be honest, I avoid TikTok. I am not on TikTok. I have one, but I literally never get on it. Every time I try to open it, my phone like makes me restart and re-up, like download the app because I'm never on it. But it just overwhelms me. I don't have time to think about TikTok on top of everything else. But anyway, you know, we think we need all of these like fancy potions and supplements and 15-step morning and evening routines and rituals. And while yes, some of these things absolutely can support our health and make us feel good, we also have to remember that a lot of these things should be like supplementing the foundational habits that are essential for our health, like good nutrition and regular exercise and sleep and stress management and mental health and water intake and all of these things. The other stuff can be like a bonus or extra, but it shouldn't replace the good old boring foundational stuff that really matters and largely impacts our health. Again, I think it's important to ask yourself the why and the intention behind some of the things that you're doing. You know, are you doing this thing because someone you follow on Instagram told you that you should? Or is it something that is, first of all, actually like evidence-based or something that genuinely feels good for you, fits into your lifestyle, meaning, you know, you can afford it, it fits into your schedule, your family's life, etc. And I think it's important to point out too that this doesn't just go for things like diet and exercise, but also like beauty standards these days. You know, I think we feel like we have to be doing the most. Getting Botox and lip filler and other hacks to make our jaws look more defined or our lashes look 2 inches long. There's literally something new every single day, and I honestly can't even keep up anymore, and I don't really want to. But again, I want to reiterate, it is totally valid to enjoy feeling beautiful and enjoy testing out new products or even getting Botox if that feels good for you or getting a boob job if that feels good to you. But similar to health goals or habits, I think it's really important to just step back, check in, and ask ourselves why. Why am I going to these great lengths to achieve a certain appearance? Is it because I currently feel inadequate compared to others that I'm seeing? Am I doing it to keep up with the Joneses? Will I feel more worthy of love and praise by doing this? Is it something that genuinely feels good and right for me? Is it something that aligns with my values? Or am I literally just doing it because the latest trend on TikTok says that I should? Because we have to know that it's only a matter of time before there is a new thing that we quote unquote must do or must try in order to be healthy or beautiful or relevant, which is really exhausting, isn't it? Don't get me wrong. I color my hair. I love a good spray tan. I wish my teeth were whiter. I use skincare products that I hope will reduce the appearance of wrinkles and more. So I am absolutely not here to hate on anyone who does any of those things, you know, to each their own, you do you. But what I'm getting at is that none of these things are a magic bullet for health or beauty or happiness. Unfortunately, there is no magic pill for health. And as cheesy and cliche as it may sound, your mindset plays an enormous role in all of this. Our minds are so incredibly powerful. I don't think we realize that or give them enough credit. You know, our thoughts become our beliefs if we let them. You know, I was just listening to a podcast this morning that was talking about how we can't really like control our first thought, but we can control the next thought, basically. Like, you know, I'm totally going to butcher what they said, but essentially, you know, we can reframe our thoughts, basically. And they can make a huge difference in how we like act and how we feel if we kind of work on shifting our mindset a little bit. So again, getting to a place where you do genuinely want to care for and respect your body, regardless of how it looks or how much it weighs, can be so huge. And I think the thing that I have found most helpful in my personal health journey is learning to practice self-compassion. And, you know, all of these things can really help you move away from the all or nothing, black or white mindset that many of us have been stuck in for, honestly, the majority of our lives, and help us really check in with ourselves and what we need and what feels good for us and serves us well, rather than continuing to compare to what everyone else is doing. It's really, really powerful to learn to trust your body, especially after years of trying to fight it or control it, because that usually gets us nowhere. It usually keeps us feeling stuck and frustrated and pissed off when it won't do what we want it to do because we're always feeling imbalanced. So I always warn people too that finding freedom with food and all of this mindset work is not the quick or easy path. And unfortunately, that's what holds a lot of people back and keeps them stuck in the kind of dieting mindset or that all or nothing thinking, because working with clients for many, many years, I know that people like structure. People want very specific rules and guidelines, and they want to be told exactly what to do. And they think that's exactly what they need to be successful. But you have to know that life can be really beautiful and amazing when we have flexibility and freedom. We have to allow ourselves to ebb and flow in different areas of life, in different seasons of life. You know, we cannot expect our diet and exercise and sleep and other habits to look exactly the same in every single season forever. Like, it's just not realistic. You know, when you're pregnant or postpartum, or you had a big move or a divorce, or, you know, any other huge life event, we can't expect everything else to look exactly the same. You know, that's just like a silly expectation. But amazing things can happen when we let go of that need for perfection. And again, we kind of come at it from a place of self-care and self-compassion. You know, when we have an off day or an off weekend or even a whole week, we don't let it send us down this guilt and shame spiral, and we feel like we have to undo it all as quickly as we possibly can and, you know, restrict all over again. When we aren't living by deadlines, like, oh, I'm going to cut out alcohol and sugar for a month every single time I have a wedding or a vacation coming up, or, you know, something like that. I want you to learn to care for yourself more consistently because you want to, because you want to feel good and you want to care for yourself, while also allowing for flexibility, and stop like this going on and off the wagon, swinging from one extreme to the next over and over and over again. So if you're listening to this when this episode goes live, my brand new online course, very first time out in the world, which I've been thinking about for years and working on for many months, is officially available for you to purchase right now, today, until tomorrow, Thursday, March 2nd at midnight. So the name of the course is Make Healthy Easy, and that's what I hope to do. I would absolutely love to have you in this first round. This program will, again, it'll provide you with the knowledge to make healthy choices in an informed way without obsession or tracking. And I hope that this information will help you feel empowered to improve your health and boost your energy levels and feel more confident creating nourishing meals that you and your family actually enjoy, and that you'll be able to easily apply the information that I provide throughout the course, because knowledge is great, but it doesn't really do much if you don't actually take the action, right? And most of all, I hope it'll help you realize that it doesn't have to look perfect. It doesn't have to look fancy. It's not this crazy thing that is like out of reach for anyone, really. And the course consists of 7 modules, which contain bite-sized videos that I feel are pretty easy to digest and understand. And there's also a workbook to go along with it, which will help you do some reflecting and practicing of the habits that we discuss inside the course, such as learning your hunger and fullness cues and doing some journaling practices on that. That can also kind of help you identify your why behind eating, which can help with things like overeating or binge eating or mindless snacking. We will also dive into other intuitive eating principles and ways to ditch the all or nothing mindset and begin to cultivate a healthy relationship with food and your body, in ways that you can pass these things on to your kids as well, which is, I think, something that is really important and something that a lot of us want to do as moms. We'll also dive into tips for meal planning and meal prep, and I provide several weeks worth of sample meal plans to help you get started with that habit. But just know that the purpose is not to just like hand over a bunch of meal plans and say, here, eat this exact thing for 4 weeks and you'll be great. You'll be healthy. Again, you know, I want to help you learn to confidently do this yourself moving forward, because that can be so powerful. You know, we don't have to do like this short-term 21-day program that doesn't feel sustainable forever. I want you to feel confident doing these things and implementing these habits long term. I want to help you realize that this doesn't have to be as fancy and complicated as we sometimes make it out to be. I want to make it feel simple and want you to know that it can be simple if you let it be. So when you join this course, you will get 8 weeks of support from me inside a private community alongside others who are in the program and working through similar goals, and most likely people who have similar questions and similar challenges. And honestly, feeling that sense of community is so huge when you're working on health goals. So I'm already excited to see people connect and support each other while going through the course. In the past, I've done a couple of joyful movement challenges, and the community aspect was one of my favorite parts. And just like seeing people interact and cheering each other on and sharing ideas was really awesome. And I heard from many of my members after the fact that that was their favorite part, was really being a part of the community. So I think that'll be a really valuable piece of this whole puzzle. I also wanted to take a quick second to talk about my why for creating this program. You know, why now? Why am I doing it at all? And I've mentioned that it's something that I've been thinking about doing for years at this point. I've wanted to do a course for a long time, but I've just sat on it for a lot of reasons. You know, it never feels like the quote unquote right time. And then you have a baby and then you're postpartum and then you know, you're working full time and just all kinds of things, you know, all the excuses for why I haven't done it before. And, you know, since I've had my platform on Instagram for several years and shared about food and nutrition and health and intuitive eating, I've gotten a lot of questions from people who genuinely want to improve their health. And a lot of these questions inevitably overlap with each other. And I just have seen firsthand over and over how confused and frustrated and overwhelmed people feel. They just want a reliable resource to help them with their nutrition in a way that feels simple and not insanely complicated or expensive, or, you know, something that's actually realistic for busy people that want to eat good food and want to enjoy their diets and feel good. So when I hear from people either in person or through DMs about how I've helped them in any way with their mindset or their relationship with food and exercise, that brings me so much joy and so much purpose. And I just want you to know that you are worthy and you deserve to feel good right now, today. You deserve to invest in yourself and you deserve to spend time and money on improving your health. And taking care of yourself is not selfish at all. It's actually essential, especially if you're a mom. I know what it's like to pour so much of your time and energy into another human being, but you also have to focus on yourself sometimes too. And you deserve to do that. And it'll benefit both you and your entire family. You deserve to eat foods that are enjoyable and nourishing. You deserve to take time to move your body and care for yourself in other ways, whether that's simple self-care, because you simply want to feel good and care for yourself, not just to look a certain way. But it's also okay if you have those types of goals too. I just don't want that to be your main or only source of motivation for making changes. I also think there are a lot of messages out there today about intuitive eating that confuse people or turn people off and, you know, make them want to like go the other direction. But I just want to reiterate that it is possible to make peace with food and walk away from diets and a restrictive mindset while also having a desire to care for your body and improve your health. It doesn't have to be one extreme or the other. And I think oftentimes on social media, we only see extremes with, you know, this kind of stuff, but really all areas of life and politics and all the things. But eating intuitively doesn't mean that you just throw nutrition out the window and completely disregard your health. I think that's sometimes what people think when they see intuitive eating messaging. And sometimes it can come off that way. But intuitive eating really just means that you are shifting your why behind your habits. You're choosing to make healthy choices as a way to respect and care for your body rather than as a form of punishment like we often do when it comes to food and exercise. So truly, it's a lot of mindset work and unlearning the diet culture messages that we have been told for so many years, like majority of our lives oftentimes. So yeah, that's really my why. I want to help you feel more confident fueling your body in a way that feels good. I want you to stop questioning everything that you're doing and believing all the things and nonsense that you might be seeing on Instagram that aren't serving you well physically or mentally or emotionally in terms of your relationship with food and your body and exercise. So that is my why, and I would be so honored to help you on that journey. Just so you know, the price of this course is $149, which is a lot cheaper than it'll be in the future when I do launch again, which TBD when that will happen, because I do have a human baby coming soon. So, I don't know exactly when I'll have the capacity to launch it again, but hopefully after a few months postpartum, but we'll see. So anyway, whoever goes through this first round will be part of an exclusive group who will really have the opportunity to provide me with honest feedback to make improvements needed. And most importantly, you'll have lifetime access to the course, which will include any updates I make in the future. So if I, get a lot of feedback that this thing is missing or you need to add this or whatever, I can put that in there. And even if I launch again in 5 months or something, then you'll get those resources as well. So I want to make sure that this is exactly what you need to be successful with your health goals and to support you as much as I possibly can. So your input here will be super valuable. And just for reference, again, the course is $149, which is about the same cost as meeting with the dietitian once for one individual nutrition counseling session. So the amount of information that you're getting inside the course is a pretty good deal if you ask me, but I do want to be clear that I'm not saying that this is a replacement for individual nutrition counseling, especially if you have a specific health issue that you're struggling with. I really recommend meeting with an RD one-on-one if you're having any health problems, digestive issues, definitely if you're struggling with like an active eating disorder or anything like that. But this program could be a good supplement to seeing someone one-on-one, especially for that community aspect. And I think that the course is perfect for people who don't necessarily feel like they need that one-on-one support, but really just want to feel more educated and confident with their health. And again, have that sense of community and accountability as they work toward their goals. So while I won't be meeting with each person individually, I will be doing live Q&As at least once a month to answer any of your individual questions that come up along the way as you navigate through the course materials. And I'll provide additional support through emails, posts in the private community, easy meal and snack ideas and other tips, cooking demos, and more along the way. And I'm just really, really excited, honestly, to be providing this resource and supporting you in your health journey. I'm not going to lie, I'm super nervous about it. putting this out into the world is scary, and I have no idea what to expect as far as the response. I don't know if, five of you will buy it. I don't know if 100 of you will buy it, but either way, I'm already super proud of myself for creating this and putting it out there. And your trust in me and support means more than you could ever know. So this is a really big step for me and my business, and I do not take it lightly if you decide to invest in me and this course. So the course is actually available for purchase now, and the doors will be closed Thursday, March 2nd. So I'm going to leave a link in the show notes for you to buy if you're interested, or even to learn more if you want to read up a little bit more on the specific modules or anything else like that. But please feel free to DM me and reach out if you have any questions, or you can always email me at wellnessforthewin@gmail.com. I am here to support you, and I would love to have you inside the course and help you reach your health goals. So I just want to say thank you so much for listening today. Whether you are interested in my course or not, I hope this episode gave you some good food for thought, at least, and you got something out of it. So if you did, I would love for you to share about the podcast on Instagram and tag me at Wellness for the Win and or Wellness for the Win Pod. And I just really appreciate you guys, and I will talk to you next week. I hope you enjoyed this episode and took away some tips or wisdom that you can apply to boost your health and happiness starting today. If you did, I would love it if you would subscribe to the podcast and leave a rating and review to help other women like you find my show and get inspired to start living a life they love. Also, take a quick screenshot and share it to your Instagram stories. Be sure to tag me at Wellness for the Win so I can see why you love today's show. Thank you so much for listening, and talk to you next time.